losing sleep because of your cat, part 4. And with Keith being a workaholic, he had 3 jobs. His sleep pattern was never the same on any given day, and whenever Keith had to sit before and during work hours, he trained himself to doze off, even if it was just for a few minutes at a time. Now, this habit of his was not looked upon as very polite. When he and I got together several years later, as we would go out on dates with my friends, only to put up with Keith snoozing when we sat down for any length of time together. Hence, my friends thought he was quite rude. It was nothing in those days to drive a truck for his dad all day, then do a courier paper run in the early evening, followed by some other little job that needed doing, and perhaps a date with his girlfriend at that time. I think that why he always thought that bed was his most of the time, as truly Keith was hardly in it. Truck yards have their own unique hours depending on the type of freight they haul. More often than not, the gate would squeak open at 3:30 a.m. and Whitey would be up and out of bed, ready at the door for that first truck driver to let him out. Then he would wend his way between wheels, trucks, legs, sniffing for anything tasty that might have crept in through the night. There was always a rat or several mice available. There was a tannery next door. Whitey would have a field day all hours of the day with his open smorgasbord. Truck drivers always liked coffee when they came into the yard, so there were always morsels to eat from each of them, as well as the usual plate of kibbled food that Keith or his dad would pour into his bowl twice a day. Then the first trucks would be gone by 4:30 a.m. Whitey was always busy during the early morning hours of every day, checking out who was going out and to where. Had he been a human, then no doubt he would have been their dispatcher, as Whitey knew everything from those wheels, exactly where they were going and coming from. And that is the end of part 4.